Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Coming to a country near you very soon. Italian hairdressers face fines for shampooing amid heat wave. Wait, what? That's right. The mayor of one Italian town has banned hairdressers and barbers from shampooing their customers twice in an attempt to conserve water during one of the most severe droughts in decades. This should actually be happening here in the United States right now. We're only washing you once, okay? If we catch the hairdressers washing you twice, now maybe we just send them to jail. Or, welcome to Chewing the Fat. Mail day. We've got mail sent to Jeff Fishing, Chewing the Fat, here at the Mercury Studios, Riverside Drive in Irving, Texas, from the address given on the envelope. I looked it up online. That's how things work, a little thing called Google Maps. And it comes from a movie theater. So, thank you, movie theater or person who works at the movie theater. It's got some stamps on it from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Now, we're the last. Is that the only place we get mail from here on Chewing the Fat? Is Oklahoma City, Oklahoma? At the Regency there. I need to bring in a Chewing the Fat letter opener so I don't have to rip these envelopes. Ooh, the school paper too. And there's something in here. Wow. shouldn't have blown into the envelope like that. Now there's a gift and a letter. Do we read the letter first, or do we look at the gift first? Gift. An airhead! Yay! White mystery! Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. That's really great. There's nothing I want more than a white mystery airhead. On blue-lined paper. Dear Jeffy. This is cold read, by the way. I've not read this beforehand. To be clear, your podcast, Chewing the Fat, is first rate. Much better than that Glenn Beck, Glinbeck guy. I have just one request. No more Amorphophallus.
Amorphophallus.
I like that. Encloses an item to both bribe and manipulate you. Sincerely, I'm a hog. Well, I'm a hog. Thank you. And we will take your request under advisement. I appreciate the gift or the bribe given to the king as you come to the throne. But it's going to take more than a white mystery airhead to get me to stop playing
Amorphophallus.
So, I mean, I can understand. I'll say this. I understand a little bit of your frustration, I'm a hog. But it's not going anywhere. I mean, that's the whole point of the bit. And so, man, can you get me another word? And should I just, start using
Quercetin?
See,
Quercetin.
Like I got it, okay? I don't like that one, though. That one's not as good as Amorphophallus.
Amenthes agrestes.
What is that one?
Amenthes agrestes.
What was that again?
Amenthes agrestes.
I don't remember what that was.
Amorphophallus.
Yeah, that's what it was. So I first read the headline of this story, and I thought, okay, I mean, it's not real. It's just somebody being, trying to be funny. I am sexually attracted to a fence and love it as a companion. Come on now. Okay. Seriously, It can't be real, right? I mean, I get, all right, so you're in love with inanimate objects. We talked about the one girl that wanted to marry her little jet, her little airplane model. She fell in love with the 737 Max. But, so this particular woman, a TikTok user, at Mistia, then I don't need Amorphophallus, but Mistaiah. And she, the woman named Erica Labrie, became famous for marrying the Eiffel Tower after a documentary about her attraction to inanimate objects was released. And what a great documentary it was. In the documentary, so this clip we're going to play right now is from the documentary. You're going to find out exactly how great this documentary is. Erica is seen straddling a red fence and pleasantly talking to the camera about her attraction. "I did not expect to find a fence like this here at all." Erica?
"I did not expect to find a fence like this here at all. He's perfect. I mean, this is the shape that I like so much. These angles, fabulous."
Okay, stop for just a second. So Erica identifies as an objectum sexual. An objectum sexual, which, according to this, is a person who can become romantically and sexually attracted to inanimate objects. Now, I will say that since this is Chewing the Fat, just know that I cannot listen to Erica, whatever she goes by, without hearing some things in my head as well. So let's go back to Erica, and then we'll listen to Erica, and then we'll listen to what I hear in my head. Remember this from the documentary? We get ambient noise from her looking at the fence.
"Fences are such dangerous objects for me.
I know.
Because they are so perfect in their geometry. I mean, I have to say there is a lot of physical stuff going on right now.
Right?
I mean, and I think that happens between human relationships as well, but I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence. And I would like to get to know this fence better."
Oh, yeah.
"Oh, you are sweet.
Oh, we got to do just, you know what? Just take it from the beginning. I want it from the beginning, both Erica and the music. In fact, play the music, start the music, and then get right to Erica. I want to hear the whole thing.
"I did not expect to find a fence like this here at all. He's perfect. I mean, this is the shape that I like so much. These angles, fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fences are such dangerous objects for me because they are so perfect in their geometry. I mean, I have to say there is a lot of physical stuff going on right now. I mean, and I think that happens between human relationships as well, but I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence.
I bet you are.
And I would like to get to know this fence better. Oh, you are sweet.
Oh, you are so sweet. An objective sexual. Erica Labrie. Bless your heart. That's all I'm saying. Just bless your heart, Erica. I mean, I'd like to make fun of her, but whatever. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately after Erica. Oh, man. So good. Hey, as long as we're in the break room, I know you, like me, like to have a great snack throughout the day, but you'd rather, you know, maybe not pack on the pounds while doing it, which is a difficult task. But I've got great news. Built Bar is here to save the day. They've got so many flavors. There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, which I am one, they're passionate about their favorites. And, I mean, coconut, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, cookies and cream. I think those are all on my favorite list. Absolutely. I don't know that I would pick just one. Maybe the salted caramel. Maybe. But then when I'm eating the coconut, I'm like, no, that's my favorite. Then I move on to the mint brownie. Nope, that one's my favorite. I move on to the double chocolate. Nope, that one's my favorite. Salted caramel. Oh, yeah, salted caramel. That's my favorite. It's number one. No problem. What about the cookies and cream? Yeah, that's my favorite now. So they're all your favorite while you're eating them. And you, if you decide to yourself, I can't really pick a flavor right off the bat, you can get a mix box where you're going to get two of each of their 9 regular flavors. Built Bars have up to 18 grams of protein. They're 180 calories or less, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 net carbs. But thankfully, you're not going to know that by tasting them, because they taste amazing, and they're incredible, and they take care of your sweet tooth, and you're still healthy. Hello? I mean, they're the perfect bar. And, I mean, now, how do you get them? You go to built.com. Duh. BUILT.com. Use the promo code Jeffy. You're going to get 15% off your first order. Don't forget to use the promo code Jeffy for 15% off at built.com. Built.com. Promo code Jeffy. I see where Airbnb becoming sticks in the mud. They put a permanent ban on parties listed on their site for short-term rentals. What? I mean, are we going to follow that? Because what's the worst that happens? You get banned from Airbnb. So you throw a big party, and then they kick you out. So, okay, anyway, the company believes the ban has worked. The reports of parties at listed properties have dropped 44% from a year ago. So more than 6,600 guests were suspended for related violations. Suspended 6,600 guests? Wow. Because they had a party? How's it coming on the people reporting cameras in the house? Oh, no, they already said that. They already fixed that, and it wasn't real. Okay. That's what they said. So they began to crack down on parties in 2019 after a fatal shooting at a party in a house in California. Somebody's always got to ruin it for somebody. At the time, the company prohibited advertising parties at Airbnb locations on social media. I mean, how else are you supposed to promote the party? Just flyers in the neighborhood? I guess, okay. A number of parties at Airbnb locations increased during the pandemic. Duh. People said, we can't get together at a bar. We'll make a bar at this location right here. So they banned them temporarily, and now the ban is permanent. Once you get a ban, man, it doesn't go away. You can quote me on that. Once there's a ban, it doesn't go away. I know. Shocking. So Airbnb said it will lift a limit of 16 people at rented properties. The cap was prompted by health concerns before vaccines against COVID-19 were available. So I can still have more than 16 people at my Airbnb. But that's not a party. That's just friends hanging out. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. These are the kind of parties you advertise face-to-face, baby. Why don't you join us over here at the old Airbnb. It's got a fence around the house. Oh, babe. Oh, babe, baby. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but Pinterest CEO Ben Silberman. If I don't know Ben, I haven't had the opportunity to meet Ben Silberman, but he is the CEO of Pinterest, and yeah, I'm a fan. I have a Pinterest account. Hey, I do. I have a Pinterest account. I like looking through. I am fashion. Don't look at me like you're looking down your nose at me. Ooh, there's another saying. Might have to do that on overtime. Looking down your nose at someone. He's also the company's co-founder, stepping down. What is happening over at Pinterest? He's stepping down and he's being replaced by Google's president of commerce, Bill Reddy. So Bill leaving Google's commerce department to go over and run Pinterest. Is Pinterest under Google? I thought that was a separate thing. I thought Pinterest... All right, now I have to find out. You don't need to put me on hold. Fine. I just want to know. I don't think Pinterest is owned by Google. Pinterest. Well, see, before they go to the net income filed out 2009. Who is Pinterest owned by? Pinterest. Yeah, it's Pinterest is owned by Pinterest. It's privately owned. Okay, so does Facebook. I mean, Facebook and Google have got to have deals with them, right? Because they have, yeah, they've got work deals, but they don't own. Okay, thanks for holding. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you holding. Your listenership is really important to us. Means a lot to us. I mean that. But yeah, Pinterest is on its own. So homeboy is leaving Google to go over to Pinterest. Maybe that's a thing where Google is just going to say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take it over now. It's ours now. So Ben will get his cut. I mean, it's worth hundreds of millions now. Amazing. Pinterest.
I thought you were a fan.
I am a fan. But, you know, all it is just a thing. That's what everything is. Yes, you can quote me on that. It's a thing. I mean, I have an account. And I scroll through and I look at fashion. No, really, I look at fashion. There's only been a couple of pictures that I had saved that have now gone away. Pinterest does go in and say, oh, yeah, no, those are not. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was fashion. But apparently Pinterest said no. But if you go in, I'll tell you a little secret on Pinterest, all right? So if you see a picture that you like, you go in the picture, then you go inside that picture for more pictures. Then you go inside another picture inside of that. So once you get about three or four levels deep, Pinterest will never find it. What? If you need me to explain more internet stuff to you, I'm here for you. Plus, I don't know if you know this or not on Pinterest, but you can have locked accounts. So you can save pictures under a locked, lock and key site. So nobody knows what they are except you and Ben Silberman of Pinterest. I'm pretty sure they have a pretty good idea of what's on their site, because that's what they do, but you never know. I see where the Academy, the Film Academy, the Academy Awards, the Oscar, they've invited 397 people to become members. A whole new fresh batch of members. I hope none of them are white, I'll tell you that. I want just females. I want BIPOCs. That's it. I don't want any white people. Apparently, 44% of the invitees are women. 37% are non-white. And 50% are non-Americans. 54 different countries are represented. Wait. So 50% are non-Americans. Okay. 44% are women. 37% are non-white. Interesting. Anyway, congratulations to the long list. I looked down the long list of people. Billie Eilish is on there. Jamie Dornan. Some of the people you'd think they're not part of the Academy already. And they will be soon, as they were asked. I had the email of the long list of people that were invited to now be a part of the Academy. I looked down the list, and I did not see my name. I'm a little pissed. I know. I looked down the list under actors, not there. I looked down the list under casting directors, not there. I looked down the list under cinematographers. I mean, we know one that's not there. We'll get to that story in a little bit. And I'm not on that, too. Well, you know, the one that Alec took care of. Great story from him today. Holy cow. This guy, man. I looked under costume designers. Not there. Looked under directors. Not there. Looked under documentary. I don't know. Not there. My name isn't under documentary. Just feel like it should be. Executives. Not there. Feel like it should be. Film editors, not there. Makeup artists and hairstylists, not there. Marketing and public relations, not there. Music, not there. Producers, not there. Production design, short films and feature animation, sound, visual effects, writers, members at large. Ooh, I didn't look down the list of members at large. Let's see. A, B, C, D, E, F. Not there. I wonder, is our boy, he has to be, right? Alec Baldwin. He's got to be a part of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences, right? I mean, he has to be a member, right? I mean, he's been in a lot of huge movies. Has he? Yeah, well, I mean, Hunt for Red October. That was 1990. Holy cow. The Aviator, 04, Departed, 06, co-hosted the 82nd Academy Awards with Steve Martin. Oh, that went down in history, I bet. I don't even remember it. So he's got to be a member of the Academy. I mean, even after the Rust incident? I mean, maybe the Academy might say, hey, Alec. Maybe not. Maybe not this year, bro. Maybe you take it easy. You step back a little bit, okay? You see, I keep talking about him and bringing him up because I saw a partial segment of his interview with Woody Allen yesterday. For those of you listening live, today is the 29th of June, 2022. Now, I saw his Instagram post promoting this interview with Woody Allen. And I thought, what is going on? So then I'm reading his Instagram post and it says, let me preface this by stating that I have zero interest in anyone's judgments and sanctimonious posts here. I'm obviously someone who has my own set of beliefs and could not care less about anyone else's speculation. If you believe that a trial should be conducted by way of an HBO documentary, that's your issue. Meanwhile, IG Live this Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. with Woody Allen. Join us. So I listened to Alec promoting his video.
This coming Tuesday,
All right, stop for just a second. I just realized, you know, I keep doing the Alec bit. Just know that's a rule of the show, okay? When I mention his name, his full name, he gets a gunshot. When I mention his first name, he gets... And if I say Alec Baldwin, that's just the rules of the show, okay? That's just the way it is. You have to do it, okay? All right, back to his Instagram post.
The 28th.
He's so
the
bad.
28th, I think. With this coming Tuesday, I'm going to be doing an Instagram live at 10:30 Eastern time. 10:30 Eastern time with...
And he holds up the book. Woody's book, which is... Forget the name of Woody's stupid book. What is it? Oh, I can't remember Woody's stupid book.
Tuesday, the 28th, 10:30 Eastern
Woody
time.
Woody Allen.
I'm going to be doing an Instagram live with Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
I love you, Woody.
Is that it? Zero Gravity? Is that the latest one?
Instagram live with Woody. Tuesday, 10:30. Be there.
I think that's a Zero Gravity is the book he held up, right? That's the book? I feel like that's... I don't know. It doesn't matter. And it's got Woody on the back. So as I'm listening to this yesterday, I'm like... Holy cow, that's right now. So I head over to Alec's Instagram account, and they're on. There's Alec and Woody, and it gets frustrating because I keep forgetting that is a stupid thing. Rules are rules, I know. And so anyway, I head over there, and I watched, it was the last 5 minutes or whatever. Just terrible. Just terrible. These two doofuses talking to each other about the book, and then Alec went off on his I didn't get COVID. I always wore a mask. I really believe I went out in public. I didn't stop living. I went out, I wore a mask, and I didn't get COVID. And Woody's like, I mean, good for you, but you probably had some luck involved in that too, since it was running rampant. I mean, even 86-year-old Woody's like, that doesn't really do anything, bro, but okay, whatever. So now apparently I missed, and I'm very disappointed, I missed some of the good stuff that happened early on in the interview. And I haven't seen any footage because he was going to post it, and I didn't go back. I didn't actually care enough to go back and listen to the interview. My mistake, and I apologize. Because it's out there. But apparently he was hollering at his helper, Woody's Instagram feed froze up, and so now Alec is pissed, and he stands up and he's yelling. They had dogs barking, and he's yelling at his staffer. He's a staffer. He's yelling at the house cleaner to shut the dogs up and get them the hell out of there. And he finally got Woody back. Woody did say that he's probably going to retire. I mean, the guy's 86. He's got maybe, he believes he's got a couple of movies left in him. Good luck. We'll see. But, you know, hey, he is still married to the same woman now for a long time, right? I mean, how long has he been married to the kid? Because he's 86 now. How long has Woody been married to the kid? Woody, please hold. Woody Allen married to his kid. Wow, part of Diane Keaton, Mia Farrow. Oh, this guy, man. Thanks for holding. Your listenership is very important to us. I'm lost in what a douchebag Woody Allen is for a moment. And he's talking to douchebag Alec Baldwin. Unbelievable. Ugh. So, let's see. In 97, Woody Allen, 62-year-old Academy Award-winning writer-director of such movies as Annie Hall and Hannah and Her Sisters. I mean, Annie Hall, that was a huge movie at the time. Marries 27-year-old Suna E. Previn. The adopted daughter. See, they're not even blood. Everybody gets called, and they like calling him his daughter. They were adopted. Not even blood. So he dumps Mia and he gets with Sun Yi. So that was in when? 97. 97. Wow. So 2007, 2017, 2022 is 25 years. Thank you. So, I mean, he's stuck in there quite a while. That's pretty good. I mean, you can't put an age on love. Some people can put a bloodline on love, but Woody didn't. Woody went with the stepkid. Look, I'm going to adopt you, and then, well, you know, you're in the house. And right. Mia doesn't love me anymore. What did I do with that kid? Oh, my gosh. That guy's such a douchebag. Turn that off. That guy's a douchebag, man. I didn't need to. I didn't want to leave Manhattan. I didn't want to leave my apartment. What did I do with her? Douchebag, man. Reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. Chewing the Fat YouTube page. Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. And I was just looking at, I don't think you can go live on Pinterest yet. I have a Pinterest fascination. Maybe that needs to happen. We put the Google guy in charge. Maybe we need to be able to go live. There's not enough places to go live on. You can go live on your LinkedIn page. I can go live on Instagram, go live on Facebook. I can go live on Twitter with the spaces, right? That's what you know. There's no video there. And then no live on Pinterest. Very disappointing. I mean, is this America or what? I mean, really? Why can't I go live on Pinterest? And I know somebody's going to tell me, you can. They do live fashion shows all the time. Okay, well, then I missed out. I'm sorry. I see where our girl, Ghislaine Maxwell, got 20 years yesterday. You know her, you love her. 20 years. They do not like her. They were not a fan of her. The judge made a point of saying Ms. Maxwell is not being punished in place of Epstein or as a proxy for Epstein. Oh, okay. If you say so, no problem. I mean, whatever, he's dead now. Nobody cares about him, right? Right. Oh, speaking of suicide in prison, this is actually, who died today? Who died today? So officials in Georgia say this Georgia man killed himself in prison. And you think, oh, okay, well, I mean, it happens. Right? I mean, people get distraught, and that's what happens. This particular Georgia man had just been sentenced to death in the killings of two corrections officers during an escaped attempt 5 years ago. Oh. So now he's killed himself in prison. Not a chance. No one in the world believes that. But we'll go with the paperwork. And you know what? That's what happened. Look, we tried to revive him. And nope. Couldn't bring him back. Wish we could have. I know. He's unresponsive. Look at him. He's just laying there. All right, what are we going to do? Unbelievable. So he killed two guards, you know, trying to escape. And it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they were family members that were happened to be guarding him today or, you know, the other day when he killed himself. Because, you know, look, we found him. He was unresponsive in his cell. We called help. They came. Nah, he's dead. Pronounce him dead. Just go ahead and pronounce him dead. So, I mean, he looked beautiful. I didn't. He doesn't have a teardrop tattoo. He does have the neck tattoos up front, and he could be in the Army with a tattoo like that. Remember, we talked about the new tattoos you can have in the Army. You can have the one in the back of your neck, and you can have one on each hand. But you can't have the neck tattoos except for in the back, and facial tattoos. And he's got a, it's like a drawn, oh, I see, it's drawn devil. Devil. Yeah, that's, okay. It looks great on him. He's got the devil horns tattooed on his skull. And his hair is growing over it now in this picture. Maybe this one he was just found after escaping and had a chance to trim it up any. Then he's got AR-7
Amorphophallus
up above his left eye with a dollar sign, and then he's got some kind of tattoo underneath his left eye off to the side. Then he's got some kind of ear tattoo. Then he's got some kind of other tattoo up above his right eye. It's a good looking man. It's a good looking man. It's a shame that he didn't find life worth living anymore and had to take his own life in a jail cell after he had just been sentenced to death for killing two guards 5 years before. Huh. So incredible, they found a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Philippines, the USS Samuel B. Roberts, popularly known as Sammy B. I mean, duh. It was identified Wednesday, broken into two pieces, on a slope at a depth of 22,916 feet. That puts it about 1,400 feet deeper than the USS Johnston, the previous deepest wreck discovered last year in the Philippines. So American explorer Victor Vescovo, founder of the Dallas-based Culloden Oceanic Expeditions, announced the latest find with the UK-based IOS Expeditions. So did he get to keep it? I mean, so many times these guys find all these wrecks that could have, I mean, who knows? Maybe Sammy B was carrying some military gold. I don't know. Maybe. Does he get to keep it? No, I think not. I think the U.S. government would say, that's ours. Because all these countries are thinking that they own these wrecks now. So it's almost, I mean, why do it? Why announce it? I mean, find it and bring it up and don't announce it. That's the thing. Kind of tough to do in today's world, though. I mean, it's tough not to. The ship's been sitting out there for quite a while. What's it doing out there? There's three or four ships. Looks like they're bringing up stuff from the bottom of the ocean. Nah, they're not doing anything. Don't worry about it. They're doing nothing. So, I mean, we're gonna be able to. I don't know if they're gonna bring it up. It was destroyed, you know, by some Japanese heavy cruiser in World War II. So now they have it and they can find it. And hopefully if they have some kind of, you know, they find some bodies or they know the men that were on the ship, they can, you know, at least give them a proper burial for that. Did you know? Here's something. I'll give you something to think about. Yeah, then I'll let you go for today. You know, I've given you so much today. You're welcome. But I want you to... I have. We're heading into the holidays, too. The Independence Day holiday. I mean, we're close. It's right. We're smack dab in the middle of the week here. The end of Pride Month. I mean, I give and I give and I give here on Chewing the Fat. You're welcome. But I'm going to leave you with this. What?
Where are the fireworks?
That's a good point. They're coming up. They're going to be all weekend long, man. People are going to have fireworks all over. Plus, there's plenty of places around the country that are, you know, fire burning. They got fire bans. There will be fire burns, but bans are everywhere. No fireworks. Is this America or what? Light them up. Right. 80,000 acres on fire thanks to the 4th of July. Light them up! Hundreds of thousand acres. Anyway, what I was going to leave you with is a little small fact. Just to kind of, for you to take with you as you're stopped at a red light today or tomorrow or anytime, really. And you think, huh, is that true? The U.S. Navy never considers a submarine lost if it doesn't return. It's considered to be still on patrol. Huh. Is that true?
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.